Many people travel the highways of Wisconsin without paying much attention to roadside vegetation. But Jay Warner of Racine is not only a good driver, he can spot an invasive plant at 40 miles an hour.
That's Phragmites. Look at that, 6 and 8 feet high already. And the great big plumes on top.
Warner and his wife, Melissa, are part of a team of surveyors for the Southeastern Wisconsin Invasive Species Consortium. The coalition has been mapping sizable stands of invaders in hopes local highway departments and others will try to control the non-native species. On this day outside Burlington, the Warners stopped the car for a closer look at a wetland invader known as common reed grass or Phragmites. Melissa Warner says dense growth of Phragmites crowd out plants that many wildlife need to thrive.
Without the plants that the insects eat, you don't have the birds that feed on those insects. You may suffer a reduction of even fish populations that need those insects, your toads, frogs, and other amphibians that depend on insects. So it really attacks the very base of the food web in an area.
The Warners don't just drive busy stretches like this part of State Highway 83. A few miles away on a quiet, dead-end road, Melissa looks at a stand of common teasel.
They have very bristly, sort of ovally pointed seed pods with these wonderful kind of spikes that come up around them. People love them for displays of dried seed pods because they're so dramatic.
Warner says the problem with the teasel is that the plant spreads rapidly and displaces native vegetation and gives many folks the mistaken impression that the teasel belongs there. Back on a county highway, the Warners are looking for what they consider one of the most insidious and harmful invasive plants, the wild parsnip. And sure enough, they find it.
There. Oh my God.
We're going to turn around and get it.
Out of the car, the Warners stand near 50 yards of parsnip growing at the edge of a cornfield and describe the parsnip's mustard yellow flowers. But the Warners don't stand too close to the plant, as Jay warns of the nasty burns and scars people can get.
If you touch this stuff and you get any of the juice on you and the sun is out, you have just been burnt. And once you've got it, you can scrub all you want, but it's still reacting.
There are ways to control the wild parsnip, usually by people wearing protective clothing, cutting the plant at its base, and putting it in a landfill. But that work can be time-consuming, and in an era of tight highway department budgets, some invasives won't be removed. Or maybe the plants will grow back. The Warners say they believe in the attempt to control the roadside invasives and have witnessed progress. But Melissa Warner says the work can also be discouraging.
Get one under control, or you get the awareness out about one, and then there's another one. And by sometimes clearing one out, you have created a habitat for another one to easily colonize.
Still, volunteers in several other parts of Wisconsin are also doing surveys for roadside invasives this summer. And a few more counties are planning to do so. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Burlington.